Oh shit, here we go again.
Welcome to the Godfathers of Podcasting, broadcasting live on the Shuly Network every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, in case y'all didn't know, they've been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. Archives of this show are available on every major podcast provider, and you can find video archives, merch, and more on their website, godfathersofpodcasting.com. Now, here are your hosts, two guys who have been broadcasting online since 1996. The Godfathers of Podcasting themselves, Donnie DeSilva and Chris Tidwell.
That's Tid. I'm Donnie. We are the Godfathers of Podcasting. It's the 144th installment of this bitch. How you doing, Tid? I can't hear Tid. He's muted.
Let's try this one on for size.
Okay. Hey!
Good times. We're starting audio with stuff, a bang. Right? Apparently, there's audio problems stuff. right out the gate.
Now, everybody was asking where the music is. Good evening to everybody. Good evening to everybody in the chat. Good evening to...
I heard the music.
Well, yeah, that's because you're the one playing the music.
So why can
R. Murray 02089, a new member of the Shuly Network here. Thank you so much for joining. Hope you have a good time. Jason Bardo, what's up? Brady, what's up? Dr. Scotty Jones, CBC sucks a man's asshole. I mean, I don't know if that's an appropriate statement or really a true thing, but we are going to get into that later when we bring in our guest, of course. Let's see, who else is it? Tiff, good evening, as usual. Lovely to see you all. Bob's Last Smoke, evening all. Vindicator 725, yes, we know. We fixed the audio. We can hear it now. Hello, Stacy. Good to see you as well. Big Daddy Dodo showing up again. American Cupcake and everybody else. Jesus, this is going to be fantastic. Donnie? How has your week been?
Are we getting audio now?
Yeah.
So how come the music wasn't working? Someone's fired. Someone's fired. Is it me?
Maybe probably the person. Yeah. Need a new DJ.
Cool. Peace. Listen, I want to mention to everyone in the chat right now on the Shuly Network, we love that you're hanging out with us live. If you are listening to us or watching us after we have gone live in an archive, hang out with us, man. It's always fun to have people hanging out with us during the live show. You get to be part of the show. You get to be part of the experience. So come hang out with us tonight, special time, 7 p.m. Eastern. That was sort of a game time decision that we weren't exactly prepped for, but that's where we are. Normally, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard, and you can come check us out right here on the Shuly Network. And then, of course, you can get the archives anywhere. Of course, and we'll have a good time.
The SNME network, first and foremost, and then also
Sunday Spotify, night's main event.
To get all of those things, it's going to be fantastic.
Anywhere else that you normally listen to podcasts, that's where we are. And of course, you can go to the mothership, godfathersofpodcasting.com. What are you smiling at?
Life. I'm excited about this episode this week, Donnie, because, you know, the guest has been fantastic. It's been a hell of a week for silly, ridiculous news things. And an early start time means that I'm probably a little bit more sober and clothed.
That's not true.
No, it's because it's earlier. So
let's take a wager between us, just you and I. How long into the show before one of the female viewers in the live chat demands that our guest remove clothing? Since that's been a trend for the last month.
What's the over under?
I say by 7:15.
Well, I think it's under that.
Okay. I thought I was being.
I think it's under that.
I thought I was being aggressive. All right. Fine. Take the under.
There you go. How's your week been, Don?
It's been good, man. It's been busy as hell. That is for sure. There's been all kinds of cool stuff going on in the world that I think I want to talk about. You know what? There's one thing I got to touch on real quick before we get to our guest, because I don't know if we're going to remember to talk about this when we get to our guest.
Okay.
You, being a native of Las Vegas, have you seen this new stadium that they are building down there?
The sphere?
The exosphere.
Yeah, whatever. EXO, whatever. The Sphere. Yeah. The gigantic Epcot Center thing, IMAX. Yeah.
It's like the Epcot Center on acid.
Dude, this thing is dope. It's like if the Death Star landed in the middle of Las Vegas.
It's so crazy. It's like a giant, like, ball. And I'm trying to describe for anyone who's not watching and they're just listening. It's like a giant ball, kind of like the Epcot Center ball, but completely smooth, it looks like. And it can project across the entire surface area of the outside of the building. And it can project anything.
It's massive. And it's like some 16,000 seater inside. And they've got to open it up. They've got U2 is going to open and do a residency there. It's owned by the Venetian. Sense. Like it's unbelievable. Vegas needs something like this, though. You know what I mean? Because the buildings, let's be honest, the buildings are like turning drab and brown and fucking boring as hell, right? I mean, so everything is inside. So you got to have people. What's the attraction to go there? When all those buildings were first built, it was like massive colors and everything and Las Vegas Strip. And I was there right around Christmas time to visit family, of course. And as I'm walking down the strip, everything is gray. Everything is like tan and gray. Lights and just out. Yeah. So they need some of this revitalization down there for sure. So I'm excited about it because I can't wait to do a whole lot of, you know what, and go check it out.
Guys, can you throw that back up on the screen for one sec? Where the hell is this, Tid? Because in my limited Vegas experience, I don't remember an area where it was like nothing around. Like,
yeah, it's going to be kind of like in behind. You know what I mean? So you've got like, it looks like to me, like this is the highway here.
Uh-huh.
It's going in behind there. So the strip would be off to, I guess if you're looking at the screen here, it would be to the right. And then there's space in behind there. It's owned by the Venetian. So I don't know. I'm excited. Ooh, yeah. Just, you'll be surprised how fast they push it up. Cause it's good to go. I think they're starting in September or something.
You know, what's kind of cool is, you see new stadiums, new arenas all the time. And I've been to a lot of different arenas and stadiums in North America and in Europe to watch soccer, hockey, basketball, football, whatever, right?
Right.
For the most part, though, from one arena to the next, from one stadium to the next, it's the same bullshit, right? The last time there was a real big innovation in stadiums was when they built the Sky Dome. It's like, oh, the roof comes off? Really?
Yeah. This one, they've taken an IMAX and turned it inside out.
It's so, you know what I mean? Nuts.
Go to one of those things, and the inside is all of that IMAX. But you know, anyways,
I like it. Crazy.
I like it.
There you go.
All right, fuck that shit.
Let's do it.
It's time right now, ladies and gentlemen, for the big hello. And this week's guest is making his first appearance on this program. Although his pal Uncle Hack has been on here, despite being born in the early 90s. He dresses like, talks like, and has the political correctness of an 80s kid. He also makes Tid and I feel very old because when we started in radio together, he was a toddler. He's working with monsters in comedy like Jay Farrow, TJ Miller, Bobby Lee, Chris D'Elia, and so many more. In 2016, he put himself on the map winning Yuck Yuck's Top New Comic. And then in 2017, was named Edmonton's Funniest Person, but in fairness, it came down to him, Tommy Chong's second cousin, and Peter Pocklington's illiterate grandson. So, you know, fish in a barrel.
Win's a win.
Because his material is just too hot for TV, he's carved out a home on the roast battle circuit, and that's where he absolutely fucking murders. He's part of the Danger Cats, along with the aforementioned Uncle Hack, and their latest endeavor is the Danger Room, a safe place for dangerous ideas. Ladies and gentlemen, you had a few apps. Now here's the entree. He's a funny-ass dude and a mean hombre. Gets up on stage, and you know he'll slay, unless you're offended like a big pussy. Spits fire on the mic, but does not spray. It's Brett with two T's because he spell it that way. Now give it up for the main event of the day. This is Edmonton's favorite son, Brett Forte.
Hopefully, if we can get him back in there. He liked that intro so much
he bailed. He
bounced for a second.
He's like, fuck your hat.
That's amazing. Probably, maybe, you know, ladies, that's all you're getting. That's it. Showed up, oh, and he was like, fuck it.
Oh.
Fuck this shit.
I didn't like my intro. I feel like you didn't really touch on the things I wanted you to touch on. So frankly,
there was no music, no fanfare.
Dude, that's exactly what Sam Walker, speaking of roast battles, just said to me. the backstory of this is I've done 44 volumes of roast battles at a certain location, Yuck Yucks, Calgary, and Sam is banned from that club for a lifetime. So he's one of the most integral parts of the whole show, so I still need to find a way to put him on it. I cannot put him on the stage, or I will be banned as well, and I will be kicked out of this apartment. The owner of the comedy club owns this apartment and rents it to me, okay? So my whole life could crumble if I put Sam on that stage. So I have to find other creative ways of doing it. We put him up on the screen sometimes, on the TVs. And recently, after a show, I took the whole audience, 200 people, down to the parkade of Yuck Yucks, two floors beneath. And we circled an old cop car, and I stood up on the hood, and we had the roast battle in a circle down there. And the thing he got upset at was, no intro music, no spotlight. He attacked me. He took off his leather glove and started hitting me, threw me on the hood of said cop car. And then security came and broke it up. And then on Monday, that footage was shown to Yuck Yucks. The GM, who was not there, had no idea this was going on, gets this email with this security footage of the parkade of this fight. And then a Tesla screaming in. One of the guys that was battling, his entrance was he pulled up in a Tesla and everyone moved for him. He got out of the vehicle. And then at the end, he peeled out and floored it on the wrong way of traffic. Anyways, all this footage was shown to the Yuck Yucks, and they're saying, if this is you, we no longer want you here in the casino. And they nearly got booted from the casino thanks to my fucking shenanigans. And all because they won't let Sam Walker on stage. And we've done it in the parking lot. We've done it in the parkade. I'm running out of ideas at this point.
What city was this in?
Calgary.
Here's the thing, and I've seen Sam stuff, and for those of you that haven't, please look it up, because
there's
a lot of guys like when you think of like Larry the Cable Guy, and you know Larry's a gimmick, right? I don't think Sam's a fucking gimmick. I seriously think that's him, and it's hilarious. Like, you got to constantly be on your toes with this guy, right? Because he's on his game.
Yeah, I'm the guy that was allowed to get closest to him. You know, I'm the little canary that's allowed to land on his shoulder for whatever reason. And I just wish he would pet him all the time. Right? And I push his buttons. And the more serious he gets, the more funny he is. So I'm good at like pissing him off, I guess. And you're right, man. It's not a gimmick. Like one of the first shows, what do we load? Yeah, there he is. That is that one leather glove he wears everywhere in public. That band around his arm is Wembley Stadium, Freddie Mercury, custom fit, daddy. I don't know what to tell you. The guy, the first time we ever went on tour together, I pick him up, and now we're driving 10 hours to Vancouver. There's no airplanes when you start comedy. So I pick him up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he's standing on the corner in the darkness. But all I see is the cherry of a cigarette. And he's got the leather glove. He's smoking a cigarette. He's got about, I would say, 8 gallons of water with him. Like an insane amount of water and an axe on his back.
What?
And I go, why the axe, man? And he goes, in case we break down. And I go, in case, like, we break down or society breaks down. What are you talking about, man? And, the point is no, we never needed the axe, but it's good to know we had it. And that is what Sam is excellent for. He has the meats packed. He's got all the equipment, everything. We're on time. We leave early. The guy is like our momager, you know? He even drives a caravan. And it's so needed for guys like me and Hack, who are just two hyenas sucking each other off, you know? It's perfect.
It's the same world in professional wrestling, dude. I mean, and I worked on the indie circuit, you know, for 25, 26 years, damn near, before I finally wrapped it up. And it's the same thing. There's no fucking planes. You're hopping in, you know, 6, 7 of you sometimes in a van, you know, to drive for a week at a time, 2 weeks at a time, traveling around, you know, doing the circuits and stuff like that. So, yeah, it can be testing.
And you're just praying that when you're doing those road loops, that one of the guys doesn't lock his keys in the car when you're somewhere stranded in the middle of Montreal, right, Tid?
Yeah, this mother. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happened. That happened. See if you can guess the night, Brett. I'll give you a clue. It involved your name. So we're in Montreal.
Screw job?
Yeah. Yeah.
Screw job because of this?
No, no. No. So here's the story. Here's
have we told this story before on the show?
I don't know. Whatever. We might have years ago. Here's the story. We're in Montreal. We're there for the thing. We're supposed to be there for press because we're there with Live Audio Wrestling, a show that we used to do that we started many years ago.
A million years ago, yeah.
And the day before, they canceled all press.
We're like, No. They canceled all press the day of. Everyone showed up and was turned away.
Right. So
everyone made the trip to Montreal. And when they arrived at Will Call to get their credentials, was told no press today.
So we ended up meeting up with friends.
We just drove from Toronto.
We ended up meeting with friends of ours who happened to be like Tiger Ali Singh and his dad, Tiger Jeet Singh, who were there. Good friends of ours. And so we meet up with them and they're like, screw that. Come with us. Right. And so we're doing our thing. Yeah. We're doing our thing. We're there and the show happens and we finish, you know, the show ends. And I'm like, this is huge. And this was all before, you know, cell phones and texting and all of that stuff. So you still had to go to a phone, you know what I mean? And drop quarters into some bitch, right? To get the news out to the person who was sitting by their computer still, which happened to be a 15-year-old kid. I'll leave him nameless for now because it was Conrad Thompson. It was Conrad Thompson, a young 15-year-old Conrad Thompson who, you know, was doing stuff on our show with us. And we call him up on the phone. We're like, dude, this is crazy. What has just happened? We need you to get this out there. And he's on it. Boom, doing the thing. All right. So we finish up with everything. It goes time to leave. Go to Donnie's car, middle of Montreal. No keys. I'm like, Donnie, I got one key. You just have to say it, make it happen. He's like, no, we're going to call somebody. Had to call a tow truck. I mean, I pitched in the actual amount that I felt that I should have pitched in for him getting his keys out of his own car. Yeah, 100%, it was zero. Oh, I was so vexed because I didn't want to be in Montreal in the first place, Brett, let alone standing with this lurchy sumbitch, right? On a cold ass night, not being able to get out of there, couldn't drive to a strip joint because there's nothing close enough. No. It was horrible.
That was the plan. Watch Brett get screwed, then club super sex, but didn't work out.
Quality product for a fair price in Montreal. And I'll leave it at that.
Yep.
Anyway, enough of that trip down memory lane.
There it is. That's all you do.
Yep, Ronnie Screwed Tid right there. The Shuley Network. Bob's Last Smoke. Not many Canadians want to go to Quebec either. You know?
My Canada does not include Quebec.
Yeah, well, Quebec is not Montreal, man. You know what I mean?
Like 100%.
Yeah.
Montreal is a separate little, I mean, it's an island. It's a separate little island.
Festival I go to is like, you can't touch it. It's great. It is the worst thing ever at the same time it being great, which makes it even better. Do you understand?
Yep. Absolutely. No. So here's the question, because they're doing the big one in Toronto coming up this year. Are you doing any of those Toronto dates?
No, the big one. What do you mean the big one? The big one's in Montreal.
They're doing it's a pretty big one here that they're doing. Toronto, yes. Yeah. I don't know if it's the Just for Laughs one.
They do Vancouver as well, JFL Northwest. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you on any of those?
Look, I'm not exactly a Just for Laughs representative.
You're not out there doing the Brad Garrett softball comedy? Yeah.
The timing, it hasn't been long enough yet?
Let me get into it. So I was a new face in 2019. Mm-hmm. And then in 2020, some things happened. And I was no longer invited back. And right now, I'm on the outside looking in.
Hold on. Are you saying did you cause COVID? Is that why you got banned?
It was, I'll show you the moment.
Okay.
She's coming back with props, ladies and gentlemen.
Roast battle. Volume 38, March 13th, 2020, the week before the global pandemic. And I told you Sam Walker was banned from Yuck Yucks Calgary. This is why. This moment right here on stage where he chose to spit on me. That video is on YouTube too, if you'd like to do that. And no, this wasn't a work. and was pent up, and I received the brunt of it. Now, I will say ticket sales were never better after that. Well, here's the thing. The world did stop for a couple years. But then when we picked up, you know, this was the best press we'd ever gotten. This is the Montreal Screwjob right here.
Right? Can you hold that photo up for a little closer to the camera? This, ladies and gentlemen, is not just what fucked them at the comedy club. This is also known as patient zero. This is how COVID started right here.
There was no pangolin. There was no bat. There was none of that stuff.
All the China thing was all about Wuhan, China. No.
It's fucking Sam Walker.
Oh, there's he video? Found the YouTube. Yeah,
here it is. We got to see this.
Okay.
Good job, boys.
Oh!
Oh, you went after him. That's a good Alberta boy right there. You went after him. You can't just let a man spit in your face.
I kick him in the fanny pack. Watch that. Bang. I crushed his bike industry of the segment that we created together.
You didn't connect on one good right?
Dude, look how quickly he muted that because it's copyrighted music. Your producer is sharp. Huh?
Yeah, oh no, they're on the ball. These guys don't fuck around.
We've gotten those emails already.
Ain't nobody trying to get demonetized up in this bitch.
Mute.
Nope. Yeah, we're playing Name That Tune up in here sometimes, you know?
Dude, YouTube is still at your door right now. Knock, knock, knock. Hey.
Yeah. They're going on at what time? All right, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You worked in radio.
Yeah.
With a pained expression.
Oh, is that how interviews work? So you say something and then I expand on it?
Let's recreate that moment. Tid, I'm Brett. Ask me that question.
Right. So you worked in radio.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry, does it bring up some PTSD or some shit like that?
How is therapy?
I'll never go to therapy.
Don't
say that word to me. You know what's funny? My friend just got into a car accident, like a fender bender, and he's got like whiplash. And for years, like in Alberta, where I'm from, the cap on soft tissue damage, the most you can sue for if you're doing an insurance thing, was $4,500. I guess it's about $5,500 now. That's soft tissue damage. You get physio, you get chiro. Make sure you don't go over your physio and your chiro. You get your $5,000 check. Now you get physio, chiro, and therapy. You got to go see a therapist for whiplash. This is like, that's a good bar or a litmus test for like where the world is. Like a car accident now, mandatory therapy. It's insane.
I don't understand what that has to do with like the function of your neck. You know what I mean?
Well, he's like, he is going through stuff in his life right now. And he's like, I actually am going to use the opportunity to talk about it, but it's all got to come back to the accident, right? So it's got to be that I'm struggling with the girlfriend as a result of the whiplash, you know? And we'll see what happens. I don't know. I think it's a waste of...
Wow. Guys, can we throw that last comment back up on the screen? That comes in from Brady W. Brady, of course, from the Sunday Night's Main Event Network that runs across Canada. He says, ask him if he wants another job in radio. I know a guy.
Okay, like where? Like expand on that.
So Brady runs a network. Yes, like this. This is radio. So... Brady runs a network, SNME network across. They've got the Sunday Night Main Event, which is a wrestling show. We are on there as well. I do a MMA show. Yes, WCW. Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. Look at that.
Not even WCW. It's like Goldberg. The guy that put like this. Isn't that the guy that put out your Canadian hero? Like how does that go when you go and see Brett there in Calgary and you're wearing the Goldberg shirt, huh?
Yeah, I actually just met Brett for the first time and I bombed.
He won't remember.
No, I don't know. You know what's really funny about this shirt, though?
Did he get hot at you for not, like, jerking him off or something?
No, guys, if you take your dick out, and then it looks like it's Goldberg's dick. It's really funny.
Can you show us what that looks like?
No, I can't. Dude, if you thought that it was like the producers were quick on the ones and twos for the fucking song. Yeah. But I do feel like
checking to see if Austin and Andy are awake. That's all.
I do feel like I feel like that story came from a point of, oh yes, this has been done.
Yeah.
Well, only on Rumble. All right.
Okay, so what's the story? You met, where did you meet Bret Hart? Oh, lost audio.
Muted.
He lost his audio. Where is Brett Forte's audio? There's no audio.
Blah, 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 blah. It's fantastic. While he's trying to get his audio back, pull up that TIFF 1999. Shout out to those nimble fingers on the ones and twos. TIFF, thank you as always. Proud supporter of us here at the Shuley Network and the Shuley Network in general. She is a fantastic human being.
Absolutely. I don't know what happened to Brett.
he's figuring stuff out. He didn't like the fact that you were talking about, you're trying to get him to whip his dick out. I mean, that seems a little aggressive.
You good?
Yeah. That's just
Bear right Bear wants that. To know, is Brett Forte circumcised or uncircumcised?
Strange question.
Strange audience.
That's a little weird.
All right. You said that women have been asking the guys to take their shirts off in the last few episodes. Why are all these guys asking about my dick? What's going on here?
It's one guy.
Yeah, it always starts with one.
The first always starts with one. One guy is all these guys.
Right?
Oh, Brian, ban that guy.
Not his
ban
forte.
That guy right now. Block him. Block that guy.
Out of here. Done.
Guys, I'm going to do my hair live on your show. Is that cool with you?
All right, check the flow, bro.
Before I came here, man, it's just not going well. All right.
I don't think you're talking about.
Where did you meet Bret Hart, and why did that not go well?
Bret Wilson Garden Party. It's this elusive party.
Oh, I know Bret Wilson.
Yeah, so he's the Dragon's Den guy.
Do you only hang out with guys named Bret? Like, what is
that? Yeah, dude. It's bad. And you know what's crazy? Brett Kissel was performing at this party. There was literally four Brett. And
what is this secret society of Bretts?
Yeah.
I was
clearly not a no homers club.
I wasn't even invited. That's how bottom Brett I am. I have to sneak into these parties. I'm not invited to just your laughs. I'm not even invited to your fucking cookout. Okay. But I find a way into both. This one was real easy. The scam was, I got another prop. I got another fucking prop.
It's fucking Carrot Top over here. Brett Boone is there, says the Shuley Network.
Yeah.
Who else is there? Let's think of all famous Bretts that were there.
These are the Bretts I know. These are the Bretts I know.
Yeah, I can't. Well, Brett Hull. If Brett Hull was
Brett Hull was there, of course he was. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so there's like, this guy has a quad lot mansion in Mount Royal, and he has a huge tent, almost like a stampede tent, and then Brett Kissel's playing there in his backyard and does this once a year. Now, the rumor, you know, to the commoners that would just hear whispers of this party but never invited was that it was a minimum $1,000 donation to get in, which right away cuts a lot of people out. Now, this girl I worked with in radio at the time, she would get invited because she had a rich oil husband. That was the check. She was the radio personality. Boom, they're in. Now, last year I got, I was plus one for a banking institute. Don't ask me why, but so I got to kind of be invited. And then this year definitely wasn't invited, but now I know the run of the land. Each entrance has like these security guys posted up, and you have to have a lanyard like this around your neck. And this is like for Hubcap Comedy Festival, but it would say Brett Wilson's Garden Party. Well, all you got to do is, as people are leaving the party, be like, hey man, can I have your lanyard? You don't need the pass. You just need the Oh My Garden Party, as it's called.
Really?
And then you do one of these jobs. You just put it in your pocket, and you got it hanging out. And you go by on your phone, and if they do anything, you just go, yeah, guy, look, fuck, fuck, I got it, you know, and you move past them. So I got all the fellas in that way. And then I see Bret Hart, and right away, I heard that he's in an air hockey league. Like, he plays air hockey with my friends.
Okay. And you judged him.
I was like, oh, I heard about, I said table hockey. No, I said air hockey. It's table hockey. He plays the stick one.
Foosball.
No. He's talking about foosball, the thing that six-year-olds play.
Yeah.
It's a game for children.
He takes it very seriously. Every week he has his friends ranging from age 45 to 65, and they play table hockey. And I was like, hey, I hear you got a great air hockey league. Oh, apparently the two are not the same. And he was highly offended. What are you going to do?
Wow.
And that's the thing. Bret Hart, yeah. I know from personal experience, he gets offended easier than anyone on earth. Look at this. They're playing. Is that Hacksaw Jim Duggan playing table hockey with Bret?
Yeah, it is.
Where did you guys find this? This is hilarious.
It might be producer Joe in the background there.
That's from FUBAR playing them.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, Bret is, like, for a guy who was a professional wrestler for 30 years, he is the thinnest skinned motherfucker around. You offend him easy.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Donnie offended him, is what he's basically trying to say, Bret.
I did.
Oh, so we all just have the same stories, huh?
Yeah, I was asked very nicely one time. He was on a wrestling show with me, and he came to do an appearance, and this was after everything. Mm-hmm. And even after his stroke, and I was asked nicely by the promoter to not make a bunch of big movements in the ring because he might shit himself. Does this look like the face of a person that listens to directions very well, Bret?
But in fairness, you don't make big movements in the ring.
No,
no,
you know
what it no.
Like the face of, you kind of look like you were a bouncer of a strip club, and then Donnie's like the strip club DJ. You guys are like a nice pair.
Close.
You're not far off.
It's pretty funny. I ran door at, if you're familiar with Toronto at all, I ran door at Whiskey Saigon for about 13 years, way back.
Like, you weren't even born then. No, he was a toddler when we were at Whiskey Saigon.
Heard of it. Quality product at an exuberant price. But
100%. But that was just to get in.
Yeah.
No, that was just to pay us to
get past the two-hour line. In.
No problem.
No. I got my lanyard, yo. I'd be like, what the fuck? We don't even use those here. What are you doing?
Bret's like, he's like,
with my Alberta's, confidence?
You're like Alberta's answer to Air Rack.
Air Rack? That guy?
You don't know Air Rack? Look him up, man, on socials. This guy is infamous. He sneaks into every single sporting event. Everything.
Okay. Yeah, he I got a buddy thing like that.
He did a thing during the NBA playoffs this year where he kind of looks like Austin Reeves, who plays for the Lakers.
I've seen this, yeah.
He sat in the back of a town car, and they just drove up to the building, and his driver's like, yeah, I'm here dropping off Austin Reeves. Okay. Walked right in, had a fake lanyard, walked right past security, and now he's sitting courtside.
Dude, that is like...
There it is.
That's my favorite thing to do in the world is that kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, I think I watched Oceans, and you know what? I know for a fact, man, I figured this out. When Oceans 11 came out, I was between the ages of 8 and 10, and I guess the human brain at between 8 and 10 is pretty malleable, and it kind of makes its decisions of what kind of shape it's going to go towards. And between 8 and 10, all I watched was Ocean's 11, man. And I decided, hey, that's me now. Hey, I'm George Clooney now.
You like to play a game of how far can I go before I get arrested?
Yes, man. And then assembling a crew and finding the... Because everywhere's got a door to get in. But there's also always a little space in the chain link fence. Where's the chain link fence? Where's the other way in? Where's the way around it? I can't walk into a store and not think of the ways you could shoplift from it. I'm not actually shoplifting, but I'm actively thinking like, oh, okay, well, there you beat the system there. There's your hole there.
Everywhere, man, Brett Forte goes, everywhere Brett Forte goes, he's casing the joint.
Dude, I would get my coffee for free every day at the bank. They'd have a coffee machine in there. So I'd go deposit $20 into a high interest e-savings account. The bank was paying me to drink their coffee. It was incredible. That was right next to a Starbucks too. So I'd walk by with my head held high. Like, you fucking idiots. You spent $8 on your coffee free. On to the next scam. You know, I just like getting into just for laughs, even though I wasn't invited, getting into the Brett Wilson party. Faking my fucking vaccination so that I could travel the country and do my job. Do you understand me? This was something. Let's get it real for a second.
Okay.
And this is the first time, and I want something beneath me that says going on the record for the first time.
Okay. Scroll up on the horizontal bottom third, guys?
Because this is breaking news on your show.
Admitting this for the first time.
I've never spoke about this on Instagram, on a fucking TikTok. Yes, thank you.
We're going to clip this and put this on all the socials.
These mandates come in and they say you got to have the piece of paper, you're not getting on the plane, you're not doing your job. So I got to figure out a way to get on that plane and do my job. So at first it's quite easy because now you guys are where are you again?
Toronto,
right. Okay. So your QRs were mandatory at some point, right? Mm-hmm. QR kicked in? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for a while, the QRs weren't kicked in and you could just show whatever. You could show what I had was an American card. I picked the same card stock from Staples and I went and printed my American card, double-sided, and I filled out everything. And then it just comes down to the lot number. And the lot number you got to make up. But that's really the only thing that they can pinpoint where you got vaccinated, right? So that was good for a lot of bars because they were told you're allowed to present anything that is valid in the country you were vaccinated in. But then the mandatory QR kicked in to get on an airplane. So then to convert that into a QR, you were allowed to send a photo into Alberta Health Services. And all I did was self-laminate the American one so that it had a glint to it. So that when you take a photo of it, strategically just the lot number is blurred out and everything else is legible. So now my QR, I can show you, has everything on it except for the lot number. But when you scan the QR, it says, check, check, put them on that plane. So now I'm in Ottawa doing a gig in 2021 where a lot of the country isn't working and the owner of the comedy club's driving me to the gig and he's looking at his phone. And he's like, fuck. He's like, two of my servers don't want to come in tonight because they just found out one of the comedians isn't vaccinated. And I go, what an animal. I go, that fucking prick. I go,
what a piece of shit, huh?
Yeah, I could cover his time if need be. And then the servers could come in. He goes, you know what? Great idea. Thanks, man. So now I get double checked. The servers come in. I'm drinking with them later anyways. They don't know. This is how fucked up everything was because of this piece of paper. But that was something I was very proud of, is that I got that piece of paper and continued my career and the thing I'm passionate about. And I did it for free when a lot of other people spent $5,000 getting a shady doc to do it. And then you're only as strong as the weakest link on that list of people that fucking did it. And then the whole thing comes down. So, yes, I am potentially risking myself by saying this out loud for the first time right now, but A, I don't give a shit, and B, I think we're farther enough away that now I think we're out of the smoke.
The statute of limitations has expired.
And that was a tactical decision by me, because out of the two guys in this photo, we had different strategies when it came to this. This guy will not bend whatsoever, and he will make a point out of it saying no, and you need more people like me to say no, whereas I'm the weasel getting in through the chain link fence. I still wanted to work. He couldn't work, I could. And what sucks is a lot of people probably assumed I fucking did it just to go work at Yuck Yucks in Ottawa. But like going on the record for the first time.
Yeah. Well, Brett Hollywood's show here says you can't pull that up. You can't trust people named Brett, especially the ones that make obscure comments in the live chat of the Shuly Network shows. And there he would know. His name is Brett. Right.
Holy shit, it's a Brett meetup right now. It's a total Brett meetup.
Stacy Allen says, I made tons of dollars selling those cards.
Oh my god. Hell yeah, Stacy.
Right?
Fuck yeah.
So I mean, look, so basically you were an 18-year-old girl trying to get into a club with her fake ID.
Right.
Right? I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I've already got dudes asking if I'm circumcised. I'm hot pussy. All right?
Right. I jumped in, man. I was like, hey, listen, if it kills me, it kills me. If not, fine. I took the vaccine. I didn't give a fuck. I trusted what they were saying. I jumped in and you know what? Flew wherever the fuck I needed to.
Well, good for you. I want to get Shirley on this because that sounds like a fucking good. Can we get Shirley live on the horn? Is that possible? I want to talk to Shirley. The girl that fucking sold the cards.
Oh, Stacy.
Stacy.
Stacy. Stacy. Whatever. You can call her what you want. She's used to it.
She sold the American cards or like the QRs. I would assume
so, yeah. She's based in the
US. So I had to make one of those cards just to take a woman out for dinner one time. Like she hadn't been out of the house in a year and a half. And I wanted to just take her to dinner. And she said, well, I can't get in. And I was like, just let me handle that. I got that for you. And dude, her hand, I was coaching her how to do it. I was like, first of all, when they ask you for the piece of paper, okay, go, oh yeah, that thing, and get it. Like you weren't even fucking thinking about the piece of paper. That's how casual you are about this whole thing. Oh yeah, grab it. Nope, she's walking up like this and it's fucking shaking in her hand as she's giving it to her. Oh, here you go. Like nearly blew it.
Yes. Yeah,
reminds me of all the...
Like I said, I ran door to club for 13 years. Like I seen tons of fake IDs come through and it's all in how you sell it. It's all in how you approach
that
when
didn't
you walk
matter.
Up. You know what I mean?
You busted the most confident ones too. It didn't matter.
You make money off of them. You sell them back to them. Yeah, that was the game back then. It's like, you want this back. You can either buy it back from me here or you can
get your weed. Yeah.
52 division.
Ain't busted.
Tid had this move. There'd be some young girl shows confidently
of age girl.
No. Oh. They were underage trying to get into the club.
No.
They flash their ID and Tid looks at it, doesn't touch it, doesn't change his facial expression, just stone face goes, you want to walk away now or you want to make a scene?
Oh, but you'd be some bad ones, man.
You would see like the old driver's licenses and they would literally put a piece of like tape over top of the date of birth and they think that we're not going to notice. And he'd be like, you want to remove the tape or should I? There's no tape. What are you talking about? Okay. Maybe you should leave. And like his expression would not, and they would just fuck. And then they got to walk away. They got to do the walk of shame.
Yep. Absolutely.
There's a few stories,
a little bit of news
that we can touch on.
Breaking current news.
I want, yeah, we got to get to this album too because we got about 15 left here, boys.
What was that, Tid?
So we got about 15 here left, so we want to get to his album.
Yeah, we'll do that. Quickly, I want to ask you, Brett Forte. There was a story this week, Machine Gun Kelly. He fulfilled a fan's request who was begging.
Let me guess what it was. Oh,
what's that? No, he was begging to be punched in the face. And he says on video, I don't know if I want to do that. Let me think about it. And then eventually he goes over and punches the guy in the face. What's the strangest request you've ever had from a fan?
We signed a piss bag the other night.
Oh yeah. Here's the actual video of Machine Gun Kelly.
You signed a piss bag.
Yeah, like a colostomy bag, yeah.
Full?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that a There's woman a he punched in the face?
Just a little jab. Just a little love jab.
No, not a woman. A Mexican male.
Little love jab.
Yeah. I mean, how hard are you going to get punched in the face by Machine Gun Kelly, first of all?
Right.
3 out of 10 on this. I'm at least he committed. A lot of artists probably wouldn't have done anything. We know Chris Brown would have, but I don't know.
Chris Brown would have taken that piss bag.
Sam Walker would have put on the fucking leather and sent right? into the stratosphere.
I had a story one time. I was wrestling on a show and I left the ring after the match, and there's a guy standing at the barricade, and he says to me, he says, "Hey, let's do a program." And I'm like, "What? Who are you?" And I thought that I had met this guy earlier, and he was like one of the money marks along with the promoter or whatever. I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah, it's me. Let's do it." And so I hauled off and cuffed this guy square in the ear, and he drops. And I like, "Fuck out of here." I walk back to the back, and the promoter says to me, he's like, "What the hell was that about?" I go, "Your buddy out there." He goes, "That wasn't my buddy. I don't know who that fucking guy is." And I was like, "Oops." So I lost a t-shirt that night because I had to give away a free t-shirt for the guy, but you know, whatever.
It's a cheap payoff. Wow.
Sometimes it happens, and don't ask what you're not willing. You know what I mean? You might get one.
Here's another
fuck
one.
Fuck a guy's wife. That was another one. Sorry to cut you off. That was a couple of people. Yeah, a couple people want you to fuck their wife.
No.
Yeah.
And that's, why did you ask him that, Ted?
What's that?
Why did you ask him to do that?
I mean, I think we know why. There's nothing wrong with being a cuck. Fight me about it.
So that's actually my buddy. I was
Ted would be the most violent cuck.
Yeah, I'd be like, fucking stick it right in there. Like, harder.
Chris Cuckwell. There it is.
Chris Cuckwell.
I don't know if you guys have ever done a male-male-female threesome before. I've never, and I would never... I don't think I would ever do it, but I would let a guy, like I would let a husband watch for whatever reason, as long as I'm still the guy like in charge, like the rankings. I don't know why that's important to me, but if I'm fucking your wife, then it's cool. But if we're
eye contact,
jockeying for position, like what the fuck? No way. My buddy wanted to do that in LA the other day. We're at a party and this girl sat beside us in between us and it was green lights. It was like F1. Duke, like just fucking let's race. And he's like, "Are we gonna fuck this girl or what?" And I was like, whoa, no, absolutely not. You're my friend. I could never." He's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "It has to be your wife, man. I'm not a weirdo."
So they rush out, they do a drive-through wedding real quick.
Yeah.
I like that you ask if that's ever happened. Tid was a wrestler for 26 years. It's kind of part of the job description to get in a devil's three-way here and there.
Is it though?
I kind of think so.
I mean, I put it on the back of my business card.
He's hot tagging the whole time.
Since we keep mentioning Sam was in a male MMF, as Reddit would call it. And when he finished, he locked eyes with the other guy and went, "Yeah, daddy."
That's the important thing, right? Yeah. Sometimes you look at him square in the eye and you're like, "Look me in the eye so I can finish."
Next story.
I believe this was yesterday. Pop star Britney Spears went up to number one draft pick in the NBA, 19-year-old Victor Wembanyama, the kid that they're calling the greatest prospect since LeBron James. 7'3", Victor Wembanyama was walking into a restaurant surrounded by security. Britney Spears did her best Brett Forte impression and weaseled inside of that crowd, put her hand on his back, and one of the security guards backhand smacked Britney right in the face. And then she screamed and yelled, "This is fucking America!" Who's at fault here? Who's at fault here, Brett?
We got footage, first of all.
There is not footage of the actual attack. There is an eyewitness.
Didn't happen.
There's an eyewitness who is on TMZ. But there's no footage. I'm sure it'll show up at some time. Wait, what is this? Are we seeing actual footage? Is this breaking footage? What are we seeing,
photo.
Guys?
Look.
Just a photo look, of it.
When it comes to this stuff, this is why, you know, I got stories that matter. All right. That's one of the segments I do. I record people. They don't know I'm recording them. I get the real story. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't do the he said, she said. I play for you exactly what they said. And in this case, if we don't have the footage, I can't comment, but it's good to see that Britney is potentially still alive. I'll say that. The internet thinks she's out and dead. About.
Yeah, she's out and about. She's doing it.
She can't record it. You can't backhand a hologram, right? This is good news.
Cannot backhand a hologram. Put that on a t-shirt.
She's still alive. She's still alive.
She's very much and apparently a big Victor Wembanyama fan.
Yeah, not a fan of their security, though.
No.
Dude, that's a fucking a corpse with makeup on it. Like, that's like...
Oh, come on. You're just saying that because you're 17 years old. If you're 50, she's hot.
No, maybe, man. Like, what's...
She looks crazy as hell.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. She always looked crazy.
Yeah. No, there's a difference. Those are way crazier eyes. Yeah, it could be meth.
Yeah, spread.
Could be meth.
Use the eye pencil on the eyebrow a little bit. Stop just drawing circles around your eye like you're the girl from The Ring. Like, is that how she does her makeup in the morning? Holy shit.
Speaking of meth. Across the entire thing and then just wipe around the edges.
Yeah, why does she have to tilt her head like a Chucky doll? Like,
right? Come on. Like, looking at you like, I'm going to break into your house and I'm going to be there when you fucking get home in the middle of the night and we're going to have a nice fucking talk about my fucking extensions.
Oh, yeah.
Look at those fucking red things.
Oof. Oh, yo, extensions? Oh, Brit. Is that what you said?
Yeah, look at the. You can see them tied in there. I mean, I've been to enough strip joints to know about extensions.
It takes a discerning eye.
Other story I wanted to throw at Brett, potentially meth related. Guys, do we have the video of the woman on the plane? Because I think this might be a meth related incident. Do we have that handy, guys? Woman freaking out on plane. Yeah, let's take a look.
What? I'm telling you, I'm getting the fuck off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the fuck off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two fucks, but I am telling you right now, that motherfucker back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can fucking die with them or not. I'm not going to.
That motherfucker's not real. She sees reptile people.
Yeah, lizard people. Are they real or not, Brett?
Dude, that clip is so good. That's my second favorite shit in this world, right there. Number one, Ocean's 11 behavior. Number two, seeing that kind of stuff. Man, that makes me so happy when, like, you know, when you're walking and you hear, like, some shit, like some yelling or something just a little... You know, the frequencies aren't right. That's what separates me from most people is most people go, oh, like, get away from that. Like, oh, mind my own business. See you later. I hear that and I run to it. And if I wish I was on this plane, man, because I would be the one with this footage. And it would be, frankly, a better edit. But and then I would go talk to the guy that's not real.
Yeah.
And I would ask why she thinks that. Like, I would tie this all together, man, because this is wonderful.
She's got those they live glasses on, right?
That'd be fantastic. Her hand motions, those, you got to do some zoom ins on those. The fucking, she was the flight attendant. I would cut to then the flight attendant going like two exits here and here, and then her, these people,
you know what, guys, we got to see it one more time. Yeah, now that Brett pointed all this out, we got to see it one more time.
Yeah, and where's this guy that's not real? Can we get a glimpse at the beginning?
I'm getting the fuck off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the fuck off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two fucks, but I am telling you right now, that motherfucker back there is not real.
Oh!
You can sit on this plane and you can fucking die with them or not.
And she got everybody to look. It's like that trick where you're standing on the sidewalk and you start looking up, you know, to see who joins you in looking up, and you're not even looking at anything. That's exactly what she did. That is fantastic.
She definitely bought one of Stacy's fake vax cards. 100%. Oh, man.
Tiff says 100%. I might get off the plane with her. Crazy people know stuff.
Oh my God.
Steven C. Does Brett know Uncle Hack? Yes, intimately. From what we hear.
Yeah, we tour together. Yeah.
Biblically.
Yeah. Yes.
Man, that's like, man, if I'm on that plane, I'm trying to think, like, I want to get a good look at the dude that's not real.
Right.
Mm. And maybe, just maybe, I get a look at him and I go, I think she's right. That motherfucker isn't real.
Could you imagine being the guy to second that? I second this motion.
And then
the whole plane, and then the whole plane turns against that one guy in the back, right?
Right. That's a tough decision. You got to think, do I get off this plane with this girl? Do I get the next one? That motherfucker might not be real.
Brady says, this is what happens when a friend suggests an edible for the jitters. Yeah. Maybe that might've been it. She might've been just too high.
Well, this motherfucker's most not likely. Real. Yeah, right? Obviously.
Yeah. Either on too many meds or not on enough meds.
No way. What? Julie Network reporting Carrot Top claims to have been on. We just mentioned Carrot Top like three times.
When that's who she was fucking talking about.
Carrot Top does not look real.
Is that a joke?
Was Carrot Top legit on the plane, Julie Network? Or are you guys fucking with us?
That would be fantastic. Well, you know what? Let's run with it. Yes, we're going to say he was. And we're
breaking the news now. I want to know if I'm being ribbed.
Fuck it. We're breaking the news now. Clip it. Put it out there. Send it to TMZ. Yeah.
I'd like to be the guy that was not real. I want to be the guy that like looks at her and goes like, oh, I'll try. Mind freak, right? Do something weird and look at her. Mind freak. Mind freak.
How long before Vivid Video offers her a porn deal?
Dude,
she got off the plane.
What's that?
Before she got off the plane. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's yeah. I was on
it's the real. Oh, it's the New York Post. It might still be fake.
Nah,
I just want to let you know I made it home. I'm in my bed. This is what it would be like laying next to me in my bed.
I never wanted to know that.
I give my hats off to everyone at American Airlines today for how they handled the situation. That nut job just lost her mind in front of the whole plane.
He's working.
And 5 hour later, we're here in Orlando, and I hope you're having a relaxing evening behind bars in Dallas, Texas, and hope you enjoyed your little stunt. It reminds me of the Eddie Murphy movie where he walks in and says, is this the man who wrecked the buffet at the... Yes. Anyway, happy. I missed the fireworks and everything tonight.
You also missed the punchline.
Okay, you're going.
You'd think a comedian would have had a punchline.
Holy shit, that was bad. Red light. He turned on the red light for that.
I know. You know what's funny about Carrot Top? Carrot Top looked at Michael Jackson and said, I need his plastic surgeon. Like, that guy does good work.
That guy's not real.
That guy is not real.
Legit, she was pointing at him. I don't
think what the fuck you guys are talking about. You can die with him if you want, but he's not real.
Suddenly, she doesn't seem so crazy.
Yeah, I'm with her. I side with her.
That is insane. That is absolutely insane. Wow. What else you got, Donnie?
You want to talk about Brett's album, right?
Absolutely. Let us talk about this album, the Danger Room album that you were saying you produced this album.
Yo, so I have a history in radio, and I made commercials.
Really?
Yeah, I made commercials and all that shit and imaging. So I knew what I was doing, and it's popular for a radio station to have stingers, sweepers between music. You know, cool 101.5.
Yeah.
This kind 97.7
hits FM. We don't want listeners with good taste. We want listeners that taste good.
Yeah. So now those, but they're always hacking their shit because it's radio and they can only get away with so much. So what I did was most comedy albums are just, you just listen to a guy do a set throughout the whole way. And if it's a compilation album, it's three jokes by this guy, three jokes by that guy, three jokes by this guy, end of album. There's nothing to really tie the show together. Like if you were going to mix down a 1 hour show on radio. So I used those sweepers and stingers, which I stole from my station when I was fired. I dragged them all over to a USB stick. So I have all the imaging and I knew one day I would use it. And here we go, man. Years later, used all those components. And then the meat of it was Sam Walker stand up because his jokes are so one line and visceral, and they blow your hair back. You know, there's only two kinds of people in this world: people with two holes and people with three holes. But that don't matter, because get a load of this. I only fuck ass. Danger, danger. Room into the next joke, you know? And so he is like the flavor throughout. So I just wrap him in imaging and take his most disgusting moments. And that is what separates the jokes from myself, Uncle Hack, and Sam Walker. Blended, no specific order, just chaos, man. And I think just because of that, it's got to be one of the coolest sounding comedy albums. I know we're not three of the most famous comedians, but if Dave Chappelle, Joe Rogan, and Louis C.K. were to do something like this, it would fucking really impress people, I think.
Can you get them on this album?
No.
The album's already done. I think we actually have. I think we have, like, one of them, some of the boys downloaded some of them, and as well as some of your material. Austin, you got one of those ready? One of these clips that he's talking about? These stingers?
What would you? Where would you?
Amazing. That's just clips like that. Yeah, so it's, the 5 minute mark, the 9 minute mark. I listened to the album when you sent it over to us or whatever. It's good. I love it. I've listened to it a couple of times now. It is really, really funny. And I mean, I'm a big fan of you guys. I'm a big fan of Hack. I'm a big fan of you guys to begin with. You know what I mean? So I mean, it's dope. It is a really cool album. Is this the first one that you've produced?
Produced, yeah. I've got a couple solo albums running on SiriusXM, but this is the first I've done with the boys. First, so to set that up, the Danger Room is the name of the show we do. We lock people's phones up, and you know, I thought about, you know, in life you hear about the N word and the C word and right, all these. You know, you come to our show to find out what those words are, and that's why the phones are locked up, and the comics can have free range. The audience genuinely has a better time. They're not texting, they're connecting with each other. And we recorded one of those Danger Rooms, and this is what this is, volume one.
Yeah. Guys, we have another clip.
We got some big fellas in the front row. Fucking Mr. Handsome here. You wore shorts to an album recording? What an asshole. Unbelievable. Your date is so... I know, this is audio. People are going to be listening to this, so I got to paint a good picture, okay? Your date looks majestic. She spent $150 on the blowout, $450 on the balayage. She's applied lip gloss like four times this show. You're not even wearing deodorant. You're a slob, all right? Gym shorts and a Quicksilver tee? It had to have been addressed. That's how handsome you are that you can fucking get away with it. Look at you. Let me guess, he's got one of these curved dicks too. Yeah. Yeah, he's got everything.
Oh, didn't finish the bit. It's like Aladdin's slipper, curls up. And
stuff. We can't give it all away at once, bro. We can't give it all. We got to drive him to the buy spot for you, right?
You got a dick like the Iron Sheik's boot.
Yeah, and it makes him a bit of a feminist because every time he comes, it's into his own face.
Tickle it, Brett. Brett Forte reminds me of a young Ray DeVito.
I don't know that that's a good thing.
You have very very bad eyesight.
Yeah. In what way does he remind you of a young
He's just trying to make jokes. This is where we live. Yeah, that looks nothing, right?
No,
the head doesn't even fit. Look at
Although
it.
If you put his head right there and now he does the Goldberg penis gimmick, he's a whole nother guy.
this is the deep thing.
Hey, Brett, you know what you got to do, man? You got to help me produce a comedy album of just Tidwell one-liners, because this guy is a comedy album waiting to happen. Like, over the years, I wish I had written down all of the ridiculously fast one-liners that this motherfucker comes up with, because it's obscene. Like, one of my favorite ones that sticks out of my head, we were out for dinner. It was my birthday, and a buddy of ours was there. And he brought along his now ex-wife, cunt, whore, bitch, who I can say because legally no longer together. Never liked her, but now that they're no longer together, cunt, whore, bitch. So we're all sitting around talking. I don't know how the conversation came up. Someone was talking about Breaking Bad. And she goes, I've never watched Breaking Bad. I'm like, why not? Because I've heard people talk about it and I know how it ends. And Ted goes, without missing a beat, I know how porn ends. It's a great line. That's a great line.
Still fucking watch it.
Yeah, and it almost insinuates that she's in it too. I like it. It's got like double double entendre.
Fucking whore bag.
Tremendous.
Whore bitch. Slut.
Cunt.
Cunt.
Slut.
Cunt.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, there you go.
That's who she
is. We got another one of these up in here. Fungus Foot. Fungus Foot. $5. Hey, guys, what did I miss? Don't worry. Show's just about to start. Sit back, relax. Donnie's going to take some edibles. Yeah. Brett Goldberg is going to whip out his wiener.
All right. You can imagine.
Well, yeah. You have to.
The fun bit.
You know what? While Bret Hart might be the fakest, thinnest skin prick out there, Bill Goldberg is one of the biggest sweethearts out there. That is a good human. That is a salt of the earth dude. Bill Goldberg.
Brett, are you doing personal hygiene care for like your lips chapped or something? Like, are you getting you got a date coming over?
I straight up do.
Yeah. You have a show tonight, don't you?
No, but this is a date. Pretty much is a show. You have to come to it. You got to look at the notes. Go, okay, here's my main stories. You got to come with material. You know, you can't have, it's almost like a podcast. You can't have any lulls, you know?
Is this a first date?
No, man. I haven't seen her in 3 months, man. She was traveling all over Europe. So
it's kind of like first date all over again.
Kind of.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah. I got to see if I'm still in the cards or not. We'll see.
Is she coming over to tell you that she met a man named Pablo and...
Dude, I don't know, man. All I know is like for the last 3 months, she'd be sending me like bikini photos, like which ones are best, right? She's on some guy's yacht telling me like which photo do you like? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe the one with the hairy Greek thumb in it. What the fuck are you like asking me? So we'll see where I stand.
Listen, just be happy for her and Stavros.
I can't be.
Unless Stavros is willing to watch.
You're okay with a threesome with me and Stavros.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe Stavros will watch.
Stavros is okay just watching.
Tid, did you ever wrestle New Jack?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, I did. Oh, 8 days a week.
Oh, my God. Not only did he wrestle New Jack, he wrestled New Jack in this tiny little venue where I was booking and I was doing play-by-play on the show. And I said to New Jack before the event, I said, dude, there's no tables in this venue for you to break. Okay. Just see. Okay. No problem. He's like, well, we're just going to go out there. We're going to kick the shit out of each other. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to go home. I don't give a fuck about. I said, look, there's nowhere to die from. The only elevated surface is there's like this crow's nest area where I was doing the play-by-play. And it's real, like real janky. Like one extra person might have made the whole thing collapse. You know what I mean? I'm like, there's nowhere for you to die from. There's no tables. Just go out there and fuck around with it. Yeah, you guys not paying me enough to do none of that shit. I don't give a fuck no more. Okay. What happens? They're going at it. He fucking gets the ladder, climbs up to the crow's nest where we're at, throws all the gear off of our table. The camera equipment, the monitors, the mics, takes that table, throws it down, fucking jumps off of the crow's nest, smashes everything.
And everybody loved it. That's basically what he was trying to tell you, Brett.
Yeah.
That's
the whole
funny.
End of the show is lost because
you had all set up. And then the minute you went, it glitched.
It died?
Yeah.
So I don't know the end of the story.
Yeah. Everybody lived except for New Jack.
New Jack fucked everything up. That's what happened.
Do you have a favorite wrestler, Brett? You a wrestling fan at all? I mean, other than Goldberg, because you were like, hey, I got this free long sleeve.
Free?
It wasn't free?
What did you just say to me?
It was free.
That was like fucking $70 in LA. This shit's expensive. But a WCW long sleeve, you're not going to find it. One that has a prop built in too. I would say favorite wrestler. Well, my dad's was Davey Boy Smith. So there's a special part in my heart for that guy. And then probably Stone Cold, man. Stone Cold was the most entertaining for me. Yeah.
Davey Boy Smith, when he was in WCW, my old pal, Tid knows him, Brian Darkside Garside, he and I were doing this little side hustle back in the late 90s when nobody knew how to get a website. So we were building websites for wrestlers. And Davey Boy Smith was one of our clients. So Brian and I are on a conference call calling Davey to try and get some content for the site. Hey, what's up, boys? I'm all fucking pilled up. Call me tomorrow. And hangs up the phone and that's it. Shockingly, oh, wow. Maybe not shockingly, he died soon thereafter. But yeah, I'm all pilled up. Call me tomorrow. Okay. All right.
Oh, actually, I changed my answer. Chris Benoit. He's a family man. Oh. That's my
guy. He had a pool. You got to
ride or die.
Yeah, dogs.
Ride he together, did. We die together. And that's right. Beautiful. And that's
the only thing you can say about Chris Benoit is that he was a dog lover, because that's the only one in the house he didn't kill.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's what's so fucked up, man. As a comedian, one of the hardest things to joke about is dogs. You make fun of and there's such a sensitivity. You can make fun of black people, but not black labs. There's like this weird.
Yeah.
And that shows you in the guy's a full psycho, and even the psycho couldn't hurt the dog. That's crazy.
Right? Well, black labs matter. Black labs matter. Look at John Wick. That's what happened, right? John Wick for the dogs. And then you got the internet. What was the Netflix one? The don't fuck with cats. Like, people don't like when you mess with animals for some reason, you know? I mean,
okay. Yeah, which is why I got to make fun of it, because I'm told not to. So I try to trash on women and their love for their reliance on dogs as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing. Like, I can remember going to I went and saw Chappelle. New Year's Day in Toronto or whatever. And Donnell opened up for him. That's one of the surprise. It was fucking great. And he goes into this bit where he's talking about, you know, that basically like a dog needed to go to the vet. And they were like, how much? No, fuck that. And then he starts fucking the dog. Basically, I'm paraphrasing because it's his joke. This lady in the front row gets so offended that she like gets up and goes towards the stage. And he's like, are you serious? The dog's not even fucking real in this story, lady. Like, people just get so offended at the thought of so much stuff. And it's what I've always, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm barely funny at the best of times. I'm certainly not a comic or anything, but I mean, the absurdity of the situation is really like, that's the joke. Right. And if you can't understand the absurdity of it, like, get the fuck out of here. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to add Harry Thumb. That's the Harry Thumb. Oh, and now he's frozen up too. There we go. Tremendous.
Brett, where can people get the album?
DangerCatShop.com.
Perfect. DangerCatShop.com. Look up on the screen, everybody. It says Brett Forte is on Instagram at Brett Forte. He's on Twitter, Brett_Forte, BrettForte.com. All of it has two T's because of white privilege. I don't know, but he's got two T's in the name Brett. So make sure you get it right. And DangerCats.com, you can go there and find all that other shit. All right, wait, you got all these socials. Are you going to get on the new social media that just debuted this week? Are you getting on Thread, the new Twitter?
I've never heard of it.
It just launched. They set a record yesterday for the most new users on a social media platform ever in the first day. They had like, what was it, 6-7 million people on day one. It's made by the Instagram folks. So you can log into it with your Instagram account.
Wow, that's warfare. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking war.
But this is probably no wonder, why
This is why Musk and Zuck are getting. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, they're gonna have their cage match.
It's on.
There it is. Thread. It's the new thing.
Oh, that's a good logo.
That's so it's not actually it's the logo. Its own app, or is it through Instagram?
No, it's its own app.
Okay.
But they work seamlessly. Like now there's a button where you can push and you can go from Instagram to Threads, from Threads to Instagram. It's pretty seamless.
That's playing dirty.
Right? Yeah. They're not fucking around.
Facebook is out there to win it.
Good for Facebook them. Is just like, if you're over 60, we're still here.
That's the logo?
That's the logo. Yeah.
All right.
Your cauliflower ear.
It kind of does look like a cauliflower ear. That's a good call. Yeah. They should have called it cauliflower.
Tremendous.
It also looks like a duck's pussy.
What the fuck? Okay. I'll ask. How is it that you became an expert in a duck's pussy?
So leave that image up while I explain all this. Ducks, unfortunately, they're well versed in rape. Let's start there. So the male duck stick is like 15 inches. You might have heard of this. It's like spring action and it's corkscrew and it comes in quickly. Now to prevent and to evolve, the female to avoid said rape has developed a counterclockwise vagina, first of all, but then that wasn't enough because then the spring action came in so that he could still muscle his way in there. Then the female duck evolved and started evolving fake dead ends to the vagina so that when the dick went in, there was like a 1 in 4 chance that it would actually get the prize. So to me, I see a couple dead ends there, you know, and a bit of a maze. So that's what reminds me of a duck's vagina. And I think suddenly we can close on that.
Suddenly that old saying, fuck a duck, seems so much more detailed and intricate.
Yeah, and that's fact, Jack.
How many duck vaginas have you inspected to have this level of information?
Look, I got the internet just like everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
And there you go.
I never thought to Google duck vagina.
Now, that being said, there is video out there of you, Brett. The animal whisperer. No, I never saw any videos with the duck, but Brett, I don't know if you guys know this, but Brett is a bit of a fucking, he's a squirrel whisperer for sure.
Yeah.
If you guys can find that on his thing, was it a young age? Like, how did you find out that you were like a Dr. Doolittle?
I don't know. I grew up with like 4 cats in my crib. So I guess I'm like decent with animals.
But wild animals.
So you know what? Saying that out loud, you know, you always hear of like babies that are smothered by cats. Maybe my parents were trying to fucking get some insurance money or something. 4 cats in my crib. I'm not even joking.
And they couldn't get the job.
Couldn't get the job done, man.
They needed one more cat. What are we looking at? Zoom in here, guys.
Well, I'm feeding that squirrel a Sour Patch Kid. They go nuts for him.
Okay. LA, you're telling me there's a bunch of fucking diabetic squirrels running around someplace now?
That's the Airbnb I stay at in LA every time I go down. That's like 2 blocks away from the Laugh Factory right on Sunset Boulevard. And for whatever reason, the squirrels in that area are so friendly and they come right up to the balcony in the morning. And I always feed them nuts.
Yeah, because they're waiting for their little tiny insulin shot.
Yeah, we treat him with a Sour Patch Kid, and he wrestles that out of my hand. He like I hang on to it, and he fucking tears it right out. He's cool.
You nice. Named him, didn't you?
Nah. Just the squirrel. I don't give a fuck. That's the squirrel.
Because he could be gone tomorrow.
Does yeah, dude. Whole I don't know.
Squirrel bit work with.
I chicks? Also had a snake. I didn't name my snake. I just called it the snake. That's my snake.
Does this squirrel bit work with chicks? Are they impressed by this?
Maybe. You know what? This is totally a pussy trap, these photos right here. Yeah.
You're okay.
Right. This is now my I'm dating seeing... profile. Oh, you guys found my dating profile.
Instagram. Yeah, this is all on Tinder.
That squirrel's fucking jacked in that picture, though. Look at him.
Yeah, he's dude. Thick.
It's all those protein, all those straight-up protein fucking nuts that he's getting all the time,
he's
right?
He's getting Sour Patch Kids and Deca.
And he's angry at the fucking camera person right now.
Yeah, look at the pecs on that squirrel.
It's amazing.
He's literally bigger than producer Joe.
Charlie Can't Surf says women are impressed by men who love animals.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, makes sense, right?
I see. There
you go. Charlie will be back with more information on what women like. Brett, thank you so much, man, for hanging out with us. We are over time. It's been a lot of fun. And again, we've got your information that was up on the screen. Guys, throw it up one more time. You can find it, brettforte.com, on Twitter, on Instagram. We'll put all those links up on godfathersofpodcasting.com. Brett, thanks a lot. We'll do it again.
Thank you, brother.
All right. There he goes. Brett Forte from the Cabal of Bretts.
All of the Bretts. And they all congregate in Calgary, apparently.
At the Council of Bretts. Brett Wilson.
What is Bret Hart. Bretts called? Like, we know that like a group of crows is called a murder. We know
the Bretti.
That is really?
I don't know.
Rework that one.
Bunch of Bretts.
No, just a bunch of fucking Bretts. Stacey Allen, another banger, guys. Even if you all kept your shirts on, hey, there was no, like, we don't just give this shit away for free, Stacey. Come on now. I'm not completely a piece of meat.
Yeah, he is. You should see this guy on the weekends. He can't wait to get naked.
That is a true story. Thank God not Edmonton from Brian.
In respect to what?
Calgary. Thank God it wasn't Edmonton.
Isn't he from Edmonton?
I don't know. Is he?
That's what I said in the intro. Unless I'm fucking spreading fake news.
There you go.
I think he's from Edmonton. I don't know. Maybe he was born in Edmonton. Not anymore. Tid turning into Levy.
No, shut up. Fuck you. Shuly Network with your bullshit.
Unbelievable. A group of Bretts is a Britney, says Redbird.
Is that true?
So a group of Bretts also does not like Victor Wembanyama.
Is that a pod I'm hearing? I'm going to find Chris on Twitter and explain why cruelty to animals, even in movies, is upsetting. Listen, Charlie, you don't got to explain anything about cruelty to animals or anything like that. Me and my 8 dogs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All rescues, some blind. Some without all of their legs, some with legs that don't work. I get it. Trust me.
Pardon the really bad pun, but if you're trying to say that Tid is not an animal lover, you are barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
He and his wife literally run an animal rescue shelter out of their home.
That's right. Tid only removed a few of those legs. No. Trained professionals did that. I just, you know, had to take care of him afterwards. There's a big thing that goes on around here where dogs always show up with, like, you know, the biggest thing is like a fear of a dude. And it's,
and you happen to be a dude. What was that last comment? I missed it. From Gare Bear, a barrage of Bretts.
Yes.
A barrage. A Bretage.
A murder of crows, a suicide of Bretts. only one we wish.
I'll tell you. After my first meeting with Bret Hart, I wanted to commit suicide. Go ahead, Tid, say your line.
Man, I wish there was a second meeting with Bret. Let's try to push that button a little bit further, could we?
There were many meetings with Bret, and after every single one, suicide was
contemplated. A grumble of pugs. This tip like pigeons. Tip? I mean, it's a thing.
I was watching that Godfather's podcast thing the other night. It came on my phone. Another good purchase by the Shuly Network.
Thank you, Kevin Brennan, for that vote of confidence. Good guy, that Kevin Brennan over there. Bob Levy does that show, MLC, for those of you. Go check it out. Bob's great. Tip. That's a thing. Ray DeVito called me that one day.
I remember that.
Just kind of ran with it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if he was saying my name or something that he wanted. Whatever. So
just the Tid. Just the Tid.
Yeah, see, it doesn't sound as well as just the tip. Right? So I get it. I get what he's going with. Big Daddy Dodo, KB approved. Exactly. Steven C., I'm at war with my neighbor's pigeons at the moment. Oh, have you ever had that problem where you're like, even just your neighbor's animals. You know what I mean? Like if it just gets out of fucking control or something like that. I can't imagine living next to a place that has like
aviaries and a bunch of birds out back or something like that, having to deal with all of that, especially pigeons. Is your neighbor Mike Tyson? Because if it is, you're going to lose that fucking fight.
What if you live next door to a house that had 9-foot tall marijuana plants and your dog is always trying to get under the fence and eat the marijuana plants?
I would invite said dog over through the gate and I would give him dog treats and send him on his merry way. So stay away from my fucking plants.
We need photos for the Shuley Network audience of your backyard.
No, the internet is a crazy thing for stuff like that. And I don't need to be getting doxxed for my for my plants, bro. let's not play that fucking game.
No one's gonna know where in Vancouver your house is.
Yeah, exactly. I live next door to a bird entertainer who has like 50 tropical birds.
That's from Gare Bear, not Tid, by the way, if you're listening, not watching. Gare Bear.
We used to have a couple of parrots. They are messy and loud. A lot of fun, you know what I mean, at the same time. But, man, they're a lot of work. Birds are a lot of work, man.
The depressing thing about getting a parrot is you know it's going to outlive you by 80 years. You know? Like, you got to will that thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It got to the point where it went to live with a friend of ours, Otto Bond, actually. Oh. Him and his wife before Otto passed or whatever. And she still has the bird, and the bird still says stuff that it picked up here, like, you know, what the fuck? And shut the fuck up.
And Otto Bond was the coolest midget ever.
He wasn't a midget. He wasn't. He's too tall. He was the world's tallest midget.
Okay. That's what he was.
He was too tall for the legal purposes. He was 1 inch too tall.
How tall was he legit?
1 inch taller than the legal limit of a midget,
which is what?
I don't remember what he was. He was like 4'11" or some shit.
No, he wasn't that tall. Come on. 4'11"
dude,
on a box.
You're 6'7".
Okay. Fair.
Like, come on now. Right? We used to call him El Majante because he was the world's tallest midget.
I loved him. He was such a everybody guy. Is.
Everybody did.
Okay. I think we're ready to wrap it up.
I'm gonna go to all of you.
Is there anyone else with a super chat that we need to get to? I don't want people to be like, you didn't read my comment. No,
I think we got to them. Midgets use little fingernail clippers.
That comes from Toto Payne Diaz.
Yes, they do. Yes, absolutely they do. I mean, what are they supposed to use? Nail cutters? Shears? And cut a fucking toe off that way.
Mm.
Right?
Oh, speaking of that, have you watched the new season of Secret Invasion, the new Marvel show with Samuel Jackson?
Absolutely not.
Oh, dude, there's a vicious scene in there where this guy's being tortured and gets a finger like fucking cut off. Oh, it's graphic.
Really? Tina Piazza, hi from Twitch. Hi to Twitch. Hi to you, Tina. All of the people, yes, that's right. You can go in there. Apparently, if you have Amazon Prime, you can get 30 days free, if I'm remembering this correctly, through your Twitch to subscribe to the Shuley Network through Twitch as well. So you can get a free month out of that. Yeah, that's what I was hearing earlier. So that's pretty fucking cool, if you ask me.
Cool.
So manage it. We're everywhere.
That's What
is that?
That's the scene in Secret Invasion where she cuts his fucking finger off.
Well, what is that?
I don't know.
It's a switchblade type thing, is it?
Yeah.
It's a blade. Okay, she's got it upside down. That's why.
Crazy.
Well, all right. I mean, but we've seen stuff like that. You know, don't you remember Darkman? Yeah. The dude with the cigar cutter? Boom. Yeah. All the time. Every Yakuza movie, boom, stuff like that happens all the time.
I just wasn't expecting it in a Marvel show.
Wow. Why?
I don't know.
Nerdy and superhero-y.
Yeah.
At this point though, you gotta make the villain that much more dastardly, don't you? Because just everybody's dark. Seen everything up to this point.
Yeah. Thanos would snap his fingers and evaporate reality. This bitch just cuts off digits.
I mean, you only screw around 10 times.
Fuck around to find out.
Or 11.
She is the mayor of fuck around and find out town.
Yeah, you don't want to be that last one. What was that one? Oh, Big Daddy Dodo, $1.99. Thank you, boys. Well, thank you, Big Daddy Dodo. Every dollar counts. We appreciate it. And we appreciate all of you guys hanging out with us. For those of you that tuned over because you were expecting to see an Uncle Rico on the Shuly Network.
Yeah, what happened? I thought Uncle Rico was coming on.
They were, but things got screwed up because somebody decided to, you know, not do their show, the whole basis of it. They'll be talking about it tomorrow morning on the BS show, 9 a.m. Tune in.
I love the fact that I jumped on Highway 407 and paid the toll to get home in time for our early start.
Well, you passed the test, Donnie.
What was the test?
To see if we could do 7 o'clock or not.
Okay. Well, who's paying my $45 toll?
You.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fuck that shit. Fuck this shit. I'm out. That's it. I'm Donnie. We are the Godfathers. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Fuck this shit. I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit. I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit. I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit. I'm out.
All right.